Babichka, or The Grandmother by Božena Němcová, is without question one of the greats of Czech literature. For decades, the novel has been on school reading lists, and it would be no exaggeration to say it's known to literally every Czech child. Published in 1855, Babichka has seen more than 350 editions, dozens of theatre productions, and several film adaptations. Now, for the first time ever, an adaptation of Babichka has reached the stage of the Czech National Theatre, Ruth Frankova reports.
In her most famous book, Božena Němcová gives an idealized account of her childhood, spent in a rural community at the time of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. The figure she remembers most fondly is her own grandmother, an admirable woman full of generosity and common sense who selflessly helps people around her. Given that it was published more than 150 years ago, what can the book bring to modern-day readers? Lenka Kolihová-Havlíková, who adapted the text for theatre, says there are many relevant themes if only we care to look for them.
Na co my jsme se soustředili je opravdu jako přečíst a interpretovat babičku.
We concentrated on the character of the grandmother. We see her as a woman who struggled for her whole life and who always defended her own opinions. This theme is often hidden behind the idyllic interpretation of the grandmother. Another important theme is the religious life and the joys of everyday life typical for the Biedermeier period. And lastly, we discovered the theme of women's destiny that intersects the whole book. How the world of women is confronted with the male world and the world of politics. The great actress Vlasta Chramostová in the leading role of the grandmother says staging of Babička is a special occasion for her, not only because it's the last theatre performance of her career.
Babička has always represented a source of special emotion for me, and I always remember František Halas in this connection. The book has always helped us through difficult times. Babička supported Halas during the war. She supported me during the period of normalization. And perhaps today, Božena Němcová will help us again.
Although she has read the text countless times, Vlasta Chramostová says that with every reading, she always discovers something new.
I suddenly realized that the principal feature of Babička is a special human force. This is key to understanding her. My interpretation may be slightly less typical, but I don't think that I'm going to break away completely from the common approach. I want to remove some of the pathos because the grandmother was essentially a working woman, very strong and full of wisdom. There is an Arabic proverb saying that eyes that have cried a lot see a lot. I think that applies to the grandmother and to Božena Němcová as well.
Pro Boženu Němcovou.